Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. This evening, we'll be talking with Jean-Michel Dupont in regard to a great book that he and the illustrator Mezzo have put out. It's called Love in Vain, Robert Johnson, 1911 to 1938. And a blurb from the back of the book from author Nick Kent states, Robert Johnson's short, spooky life continues to be a source of deep fascination for today's music-loving multitudes, almost as much as his recorded legacy still casts a unique spell over anyone fortunate enough to hear his eerie songs and supernatural guitar technique. Love in Vain offers us all an ambitious and inventive retelling of Robert Johnson's star-crossed odyssey in words and pictures that will delight blues purists and blues tourists. And we're very happy to have with us this evening the author, Jean-Michel Dupont. Glad to have you with us, Jean-Michel.
Hi.
So, I'm very good. Thank you. So, what a beautiful book. I'm holding it in my hand, and just everything about this book is fantastic artistry. What interested you in retelling the tale of Robert Johnson?
A lot of people know the legend of Robert Johnson, but what we wanted to tell is to do a portrait of him, you know, psychological portrait of him, and also to tell things about the legend, to try to deconstruct the legend and to explain where it comes from, you know. For example, the voodoo is very important in its legend about the devil and the pact with the devil, you know, the deal with the devil. So that kind of things we wanted to show.
And you did a very good job of that, Jean-Michel. I like how you stressed the psychological and the voodoo at the same time. You know, where Robert Johnson came from in the deep south of the United States, there was a great intersection of voodoo, hoodoo, all of these kind of otherworldly aspects to life down there that become reflected in the music, don't they?
Yeah, of course. The voodoo is very important. You know, the culture, the Mississippi culture, the deep south culture is very important in the blues, you know. And that's what we try to show, you know. We try to do it also in the southern Gothic mode, because it's a big part of the state, you know. This culture, very strange culture, you know, with a mix of of magic, of religion, with mysticism, and those kind of things are very important in the blues culture. And we try to show this atmosphere, you know, in our book.
Yeah. And I remember in one of the panels, there's a woman talking about Robert's visit to the crossroads, and she talks about the African god Legba, which was of great interest to me.
Yeah, yeah. Legba, you know, it's a very well-known divinity in the voodoo culture, you know. I've been in Africa, you know, in Benin, and I met some people from the voodoo, you know, priests and people like that, and I talk with them. And Legba, there, you know, it's a very one of the most important divinity, and you can, in this religion, you can meet him in the crossroads and ask him something. So it's obvious that the myth of the crossroad, you know, comes from the voodoo. And I think it's a mix, you know, it's a kind of a syncretism. It's a mix of the voodoo culture and the Christian culture, because the devil was very important also in the blues culture, because it was called the devil's music, you know, because all the bluesmen were sinners.
Well, I would agree with you. I remember I took a trip to Cuba in 2009 and spent time with practitioners of Santeria. And again, you used the term syncretism, and that's exactly what I found. I found it was a blend of, you know, the West African gods with an overlay of Catholicism.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly.
So, of course, in the book, the music is absolutely addressed in, I think, even more passionately, the depiction of Robert Johnson's life and just the brutality of much of it.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's what also what we wanted to show. It's a kind of a social chronicle and even a political chronicle. You know, wanted to show how the blues, where the blues comes from that really violent world. At that time, it was very, very difficult. It's still difficult for black people in the States. We know that. But at that time, it was terrible. It was even impossible for a black man to be free and to go on the road. And he had to work every day in a cotton field. You know, it was illegal to be a musician and to go on the road. So Robert Johnson could be caught every day by the police and put in jail. You know, everything was very violent, even between people, black people. It was a terrible world, you know, of course, with a lot of booze, bad booze, people dying also, you know, that kind of thing. Of course, it was really violent.
Yeah, you did a great job depicting the juke joints and the gin mills and the backwoods joints that this music came out of.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what we wanted to do basically also was to tell the story for different kind of people. First, for, you know, people who like very much blues music and, you know, I know much about it and who want to put a lot of details to please them and to... They could find all, you know, kind of sceneries and, you know, backgrounds they know or they like. And also we wanted to tell the story for people who don't know much about Robert Johnson and the blues and to, you know, to show them and to interest them. And it worked perfectly in France. It was a big success. And, you know, a lot of people who didn't know anything about blues music, you know, were very bought the books and were very interested. And they bought also the record, you know, and said, now, they listen to Robert Johnson. So we try to work on four different audiences.
And you did a great job detailing Robert Johnson's friends and musical compatriots as well.
Of course, that was another topic, you know, with this book. We try to fool Robert Johnson because he's more famous than others. We wanted to make a tribute to other musicians like Charlie Patton and Tommy Johnson and, you know, Sonny Boy Williamson and Johnny Shines. They were very important, too, in blues history. And it was a good way to tell also their story because Robert Johnson knew them and he was, you know, he was a friend of them. And through him, it's a good thing, I think, to talk about these other musicians, which are very important. Maybe as important as him sometimes. Charlie Patton is as important as Robert Johnson. And
yes.
It was important to take this tribute to them.
And I know that graphic novels have been around for a little while. The first one, I don't know if it was a novel per se, but Art Spiegelman's Mouse, depicting a Holocaust. The verbiage along with the images really are powerful, particularly when they're in black and white, like in your book, Love in Vain, just really takes on a real strong vibration.
Yeah, of course. You know, the black and white is very expressive. It's more expressive than color. That's what we choose to use it, you know. Mezzo did some tests with color, you know, we tried to see what happened. Uh-huh. And it was less powerful. It's quite more expressive when you use black and white. And other blues is, you know, it's ultimate expressive music, you know. So it seems it suits perfectly for the blues music, I think.
Yeah, it really does. You really tapped into that. Jean-Michel, I do want to thank you very much for spending time with us this evening talking about Love in Vain, the graphic novel, and all my best to you.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you very much, too. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
We've been in conversation with author Jean-Michel Dupont, talking about the graphic novel Love in Vain. Robert Johnson, 1911 to 1938. More information about Robert Johnson and this book, Love in Vain, can be found on our website, wvxu.org/Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.
Ask the Lord above our mercy now. Say, poor Bob, if you please. East at the crossroads, try to flag a ride. Nobody seems to know me, baby. Everybody passed me by. Silence is falling for me, baby. Rising sun going down. Silence is falling for me, baby. Rising sun going down. My soul now, oh, Bob is backing down. You can run, tell my friend Willie Brown. You can run, tell my friend Willie Brown. Crossroads bridge, my Lord, baby, I'm sinking down. And I went to the crossroads, mama, I looked east and west. I went to the crossroads, baby, I looked east and west. Thought I didn't have no sweet woman, baby, in my distress.